This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today across Israel is warm, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is experiencing a light breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF killed a Hamas operative in Gaza during the first airstrike in over a week. Also, Ynet notes that new Gaza restrictions were implemented with IDF chief's approval for a strike targeting a Hamas commander. Also this hour. According to the Jerusalem Post, a controversy arose after a Netanyahu advisor claimed Egypt is using diplomacy to lower Israel's guard. Separately, I-24 News reveals that the U.S. is reportedly fuming over Israel's hesitation to address West Bank settler violence. And finally, Forward highlights that Israel's enemies accuse it of being anti-Christian, with Jewish extremists allegedly fueling these claims. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News reports just minutes ago that delays at Ben-Gurion Airport have nearly doubled in the past 2 weeks as passenger traffic surges. Eyal Yacobi, sharing insights earlier today, commented on the regional dynamics affecting the current situation. I-24 News English reported this morning that the U.S. State Department stated a permanent Israeli military presence in South Lebanon is inconsistent with the agreed framework. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel, the IDF's airstrike in Gaza targeted a Hamas commander allegedly planning attacks on Israeli troops. This operation marks the first strike in over a week amidst a period of reduced military activity. The action underscores ongoing tensions and the military's continued vigilance in the region. Turning to the related report from Ynet, new restrictions in Gaza were approved by the IDF chief, indicating a shift in military protocol. The strike in Beit Lahia aimed to preempt attacks on Israeli forces. Military sources suggest such actions were routine in the past, but now require higher-level approvals. This highlights the complex security environment and evolving military strategies. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post outlines a diplomatic stir caused by Urich, a Netanyahu advisor, who suggested Egypt might be employing diplomacy to strategically deceive Israel. This claim adds a layer of caution in Israel's foreign policy considerations, impacting regional diplomatic relations. Separately, I-24 News reveals U.S. frustration with Israel's handling of settler violence in the West Bank. The report suggests a strain in U.S.-Israel relations, as American officials express dissatisfaction with Israel's response. This tension may influence diplomatic engagements between the two nations. Finally, Forward discusses claims circulating in the U.S. that Israel is hostile to Christianity. These allegations, fueled by actions of Jewish extremists, could affect Israel's international image and relations with Christian communities. Turning to business news. First, Mariv Business reports that Recanati, Shaked, Tura, Carmel, and Jaffa wineries are launching special holiday wines in honor of Rosh Hashanah, offering them at accessible prices. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the resurgence of balloon jeans and new product launches, including a globally acclaimed perfume, marking the week's trendiest products. And finally, Keytech notes that despite Monday's impressive performance and growth in AI products, Wall Street remains skeptical, impacting investor confidence in the Israeli software company. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.